This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
City Chairman Jason Chaffetz, he asked the FBI director today if Secretary Clinton lied during her sworn testimony before the Benghazi committee up in Congress when she said, in her words, there was nothing marked classified on my emails either sent or received. And you heard Comey say he needed a referral from Congress to go ahead and investigate. You heard Chaffetz say he'll get that referral. Did she lie to Congress?
Of course not. And the statements that she made to the FBI, you did hear the director characterize his view of her statements that she made in her interview that occurred last Saturday, and he said they have no basis to believe that she misled or lied to the FBI in any way. And the statements that she made to the FBI were perfectly consistent with what she said in public all along. And obviously in that committee appearance that was referenced by Chairman Chaffetz, she said what she said all along about the lack of markings. And as we discussed a moment ago, I think that issue was explained and debunked by the director today in terms of explaining that those documents were improperly marked and that underlying material was not actually classified. So look, we know that Jason Chaffetz, other House Republicans, Speaker Ryan, are going to try to find different threads to pull on and different ways to try to manufacture a drip and keep this email issue alive for the next 4 months to try to help Donald Trump's candidacy for president. But the reality is that the fundamental decision that the director reached and announced 2 days ago, I think completely takes the wind out of the sails of the Republicans. And I think if they keep it up, it'll backfire like today's hearing did.
The director also...
I'm not sure it's a backfire. I'm really not. I mean, you know, bless their heart, but I don't blame them. I mean, hey, all their eggs are in that basket. What do you expect them to say? I mean, it's just a clear denial. And this is, you know, this is the unfortunate part. And I think this is the stuff that drains most Americans. And I say drains this because, you know, it's like this is the messy part of politics. When things are just about, hey, let's protect our side. Let's not deal with the truth. You know, as the one passionate congressman who has experience. I mean, he's been out there, you know, representing our country, fighting wars. And he goes, wait a minute, you know, you just jeopardized the lives of people out there, you know, and he's thinking of himself, how information was allowed to be accessible to the bad guys and their lives are, I mean, it is tough enough in a combat zone and you're trying to watch so many things and deal with, you know, so many dangerous things. And then when you find out your own government is complicit in endangering your welfare and like, what is this all about? I mean, what kind of statement does that put out, you know, to the rest of the military who are in combat zones and they're in jeopardy when, you know, leaders of our country are so irresponsible and somehow it's kind of okay. I mean, even, you know, James Comey said, look, if it happened in my department, you know, this person, you know, could have easily have lost their clearance. I mean, there were some consequences. But yet when we're talking about Hillary Clinton, there's no consequences. And I can appreciate the Democrats again. Look, at you know, unfortunately, timing not bueno on this deal because we're looking at an election. But this thing should have been solved a long time ago. For all the time they spent and energy they find out, they say, well, hey, there's just not enough there. Really? I mean, and we've come down to this 11th hour, so what do you expect? Do you think the Democrats are going to say, yeah, she's guilty as hell? No, hey, man, you know, they've got to hold their stand. They've got to protect, you know, their standard bearer, their presumptive nominee for the president of the United States. And the president, you know, as we talked about with our other experts, is that he sent 12 emails to Hillary Clinton. So he's not devoid of knowledge. I mean, he's complicit in this whole deal. So this thing really stinks to high heaven. It leads to the White House. And I'm not, you know, again, you know, some of this stuff, oh, my goodness, we're getting into the realm of the conspiratorial. What do you expect? I mean, this is what this process has done to us because it has avoided the truth. You can't hear what James Comey says and then come to the conclusion that he comes up with without just, you know, kind of, you know, disconnecting from reality, I guess. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more. The conversation continues right here.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Well, right now, Jordan Goodman is with us, America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. And everybody's still talking Brexit, Jordan. What's going on?
Lots going on, Bill. This was a major, major surprise, okay? The day before the vote, the London bookies had it 90% in favor of staying, 10% to leave. So just give you a sense of how much people were shocked that they voted to pull out of the European Union.
You see, I maintain pollsters that are off that much, they ought to just be set aside, never to be heard from again. That's what we need to do here in America. It's like, when you miss it that much, then forget it. It's kind of like...
Well, this wasn't even pollsters, though. These were people betting. These are people with money on the line.
Oh, wow, really? Betting people were going... Oh, wow, this is...
In Britain, they left to bet on everything, so this was a great thing to bet on. Well, so a lot of people lost money. Some people made a huge amount of money who were on the leave side, but it was a big surprise.
Well, they were led to believe it was going to be so close, neck and neck, by the hair of the chinny-chin-chin, and a four-point swing after it was all said and done. So
right.
A lot that's happened there, I think, is a portent to what's coming here to this country, or what
it's possible.
Here in this country
it's
are feeling, right?
I think the reason that people voted to get out of the European Union was, first of all, just kind of resentment against the kind of all the rules and the European Union bureaucracy telling people in England what to do. There's just a lot of resentment against that.
Their establishment, right?
Yeah. And the second thing is immigration. I think that was clearly all these people are coming in from Libya and Syria and Iraq and all these places. Once you get inside the European Union, there's free movement of people in the 28 countries. And a lot of these people coming to England, they didn't like it. And I think those are the two main things that caused... So it's going to be an enormous change to have Britain not be part of the European Union, but it's going to take a while, 2-3 years, maybe longer than that, to figure out exactly how it's going to work. Everything has to be renegotiated.
Exactly. But
they don't know how to do this, Bill. This has never been done. Any country has always been added. Nobody's ever gotten out, never mind the second largest economy in the European Union.
Exactly. This is the War of the Roses, man. I mean, they're saying, hey, look, we're going to divorce, and you know what? I want you out of the house, like, tomorrow. And Cameron's going, well, wait a minute. You know, according to the rules here, I got at least 2 years. Let's talk about an amicable solution and
it's
resolution.
It's not going to be amicable.
Divorce.
It is not.
Well, Jordan, you know, the thing is, what I'm particularly interested in is your insight. You know, everybody, you know, predicted doom if they, you know, they left the EU, the stock markets were going to be in a tailspin. Now we got a little bit of, you know, a little bit of activity. But
it did fall, and it came back. Mm-hmm. We're almost back to where we started. Mm-hmm. But it was a big fright. I mean, the market lost about $3 trillion in market value before recovering, about $2 trillion. So it was a big surprise because it's uncertain. People don't know. So here are some of the specific impacts on the American audience that might be helpful, Bill.
Good.
The first one, the dollar looks much more attractive as a place to keep your money. With all this craziness going on in Europe, money already is pouring and will continue to pour into the U.S. as a safety haven. So that means the dollar goes up in value, which has its good and bad things, and it means interest rates go down, which has got a lot of good aspects to it. So as far as the dollar, if you're going to travel to Europe or to England, Your trip just got 10% cheaper, if not more.
We're all going to Turnberry. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, right. So all of the dollars you have are worth more now because the pound and the euro dropped 10% or more, something like that. So that's the good part. The bad part is for U.S. exporters, it's going to be harder for them to sell overseas because as the dollar rises, our goods become more expensive. So there's pros and cons. But in general, the dollar is going to stay extremely strong, if not get stronger. So the interest rates going down... It's because all this money pouring in here, for the most part, goes into treasuries, pushing down treasury yields, up treasury prices. So you have the 10-year treasury at about 1.4% now. We've never seen that in our lifetime, ever. At the beginning of the year, it was about 2%, something like that. I think it's going to go down to 1% from 1.4. I mean, the British 10-year bond went below 1% this week, down to about 0.9%. It's just... unbelievable. And the German 10-year is literally a negative, minus 1%. So these are dramatically so. For example,
no wonder Angela Merkel's a little cranky.
Well, you normally think really low interest rates would be good, but this is extreme. The 10-year is a negative, never mind the short-term stuff. So if you have a mortgage, this is a good time to refinance. I mean, the lowest rates in our lifetime, who knows if they'll go lower, but they're really great right now.
Yeah, exactly.
So say your mortgage is 4.5% or higher. It makes sense to refinance. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage in America is now about 3.5%. The 15-year is about 2.5%. We've never seen this in our lifetime.
Wow.
So a good place to do that would be youcanrefi.com, youcanrefi.com. They search around the country to get to the best possible deal. In the best of all worlds, if you could go from a 30-year mortgage to a 15-year mortgage, much lower interest rate, paid off quicker, that would be a good thing. So that's one way, I guess you might say, we're benefiting from the Brexit vote.
Well, now, how long do you think is it going to be a transition? I know to get out of the EU, they're talking to, I know Cameron would like to have an extra year, maybe the rest of England as well. It might be as prudent to have a little bit more time, but it doesn't look like Angela Merkel and company.
They want to move it fast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right. When you do a divorce, one party wants to get it over with quickly, kick the guy out of the house. One guy, well, you know, can I keep the lamp or that kind of thing? So,
No, your bags are packed and the lamp's not included, okay?
and there was just news on Thursday as well, which kind of complicates things, that Boris Johnson, who is the leading person for the Leave campaign, the former mayor of London, is not going to stand for prime minister. People thought he would be the logical person
to actually do this.
And he's now not going to do that. So that makes it even more complicated. We have no idea who the Prime Minister of England is going to be at this point.
But I got to tell you, I really respect David Cameron to be up front and say, look, I'm not the guy to lead the ship.
Completely.
I think this shows a lot of integrity on his part.
It does, and I think he did the right thing. I think this was splitting society, and I think it was the right thing to have a democratic vote. Now, he never thought they would vote for Leave. I mean, he thought he had it in the bag. But I think democracy sometimes is messy, and that's what's happening in this case. So, okay, so lower your mortgage rate is one thing. The other thing is that if you keep your money in CDs, money funds, checking accounts, you know you're going to get zero for as far as the eye can see. Another impact of the Brexit vote is there is no way the Federal Reserve is going to raise interest rates the rest of this year. No way.
Exactly.
One of the reasons they didn't raise rates in the week before the Brexit vote in June was concern that it might happen, and their worst fears were realized here. So all the upset from this, there is no way the Fed can raise rates for the rest of this year. So that means you're going to continue at zero.
Was it that, and also the realization that the GDP was not where they thought it was? All of a sudden we got these revised numbers, and Janet Yellen goes, wait a minute here. I mean, because you and I talked that maybe even 2-3 times before the end of the year there would be an increase in interest rates. That was their plan, and then reality set in, huh?
They would like to raise rates, but the environmental conditions are just not there. This is a new part of the environmental conditions now, of all this fear, all this money pouring into the U.S. Again, raising the dollar is going to mean loss of U.S. manufacturing jobs because it's harder for exporters to export. So the Fed's off the table, as far as I'm concerned, not going to raise rates the rest of this year, which means you're going to continue to earn zero on the CDs and money funds and the bank instruments. So I'll tell you what I'm doing with my money right now, Bill. It's been wildly volatile in the stock market. What I'm putting my money in are what are called commercial real estate income funds.
Right.
Because that's a way of getting a nice, safe, stable 8% yield over 1 year. Monthly checks, if you want to reinvest it, that's fine. So there's a website for that, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. And what they're doing is lending money to domestic commercial real estate project developers who are either renovating existing properties, building new ones. They pay the interest, they get their project done, you get your money back. So you can stay, the minimum to stay in is 18 months, but after that you can get out whenever you like. To get 8% in the 0% world, I think is pretty good. No, and it doesn't fluctuate at all. Cannot go up, cannot go down. So that's, well, that's Jordan, where I put my money.
Hey, we're all out of time. Good stuff. We appreciate you coming on. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answer Man.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 Pain Hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
I'll tell you, sometimes you got to back up the words with the move, don't you? Christopher Harris with us right now serves as the executive director of unhyphenatedamerica.org, a staunch Christian conservative who moved from Colorado to Washington, D.C. as a congressional intern for long-serving 10 terms. Yeah, U.S. Representative Joel Heffley out of Colorado in the 5th District there. Christopher Harris, good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Bill. Good to talk to you. Doing well.
Well, always good. I know we wanted to talk about, you know, the 31 flavors of gender, but let's first address what is going on in our country, because, you know, your heart of unhyphenated America, you know, you and I have been joined here, buddy, at the hip, and I would say at the heart, is that because we have so many people that are under or not represented in this country today, and as a result, we keep having these problems, you know, raise up, and we're just, it's a powder keg getting ready to explode. I mean, here we have two more police shootings, one in Louisiana, one in Minnesota, and then we have last night's situation in Dallas. I mean, this is all a clear demonstration of what's symptomatic with our, symptomatically wrong with our country right now.
Well, it is, there's definitely a deep divide in many respects, but I think there's a lot of things that are being done to exacerbate this, and that, on a one-to-one basis, and I just continue to say this, Bill, I think people dealing with each other one-to-one tend to get along really well. It's the whole group dynamic thing, and so then you have to look at who are the driving forces behind group dynamics, who are the leaders in those groups, and then who are kind of helping to push this divisive nature, as well as what role does the media, and then, of course, our political leadership, what role are they playing and helping to make things more divisive? Because if you run the numbers, I mean, let's talk about the police shootings and everything. I am some of your listeners know this, some of you don't, some of you don't. I have a permanent tan. I've got lots of melanin. I'm black, right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, I believe that black lives matter, just like I believe that all lives matter. But I'll tell you, as a black man who lives in the state of Virginia, who's authorized to carry a firearm, I still do not feel like I'm being targeted, because I've been pulled over before. As a matter of fact, out on the Virginia, West Virginia border, you couldn't get much more boondocks than I was. It was 2 o'clock in the morning, and guess what, Bill? I was speeding. He got me dead to rights. I was doing close to 90 miles an hour. I was kind of having fun. I was driving, and guess what? I showed him I can still carry permit, and that was it. You know, as a matter of fact, he knocked down the indicated speed. It was such a non-event that it sounds silly even talking about it. But these are the kind of things that they don't want to talk about. My story. And my example, they want to talk, and this probably happens, God knows how many times that this happens, but then what you want, they're looking for opportunities like the unfortunate example of what happened, which, by the way, we only have seen the aftermath. All I'm saying, Bill, is I'm not going to rush to judgment. All we've seen is the aftermath. We don't know what took place beforehand. And so until I hear that information, I'm not going to jump on one party or the other. But once again, you and I, Bill, if we just deal with each other one to one, we'll probably get along just fine. If we allow the talking heads, if we allow the president and all those other divisive factors, features, factors on that could tell us how to think, you and I would probably hate each other.
Yeah, that's a sad commentary of where we are today. But we have to admit, and it's a tough thing to admit, that we have these outside influences in our country, and here it is. Like you say, we haven't, even with that Facebook Live video that looks rather chilling, we didn't see what led up to this. We don't know. I mean, supposedly there was some pot involved, but still, you know, just because you have pot, you certainly don't, you don't want to shoot anybody. But there was something, and we don't even know with that one police officer. Like anything, you know, threats happen at varying times. I mean, maybe he had been threatened along the way. I don't know. I mean, right now it's all conjecture. It's maybe unfair, but I agree with you, is that this is the hardest thing for our country to do, and that is to wait on due process. We've got to go through this. I mean, look what happened with the Freddie Gray issue. I mean, Marilyn Mosby, his career is just down the toilet. I mean, it's been destroyed now for all the pomp and circumstance and what she tried to, you know, steer up. And then she comes back and she looks like she's totally incompetent. And I don't know how she proceeds in her life for this. And it's sad because I think that, you know, outside of, like you say, you know, these outside influences, is she a quality person? I mean, she's, you know, seems to be a rather intelligent person, you know, but unfortunately, you know, the rule of law and, you know, it doesn't accommodate emotional response. You can get away with it for a short while, but really, in order for the rule of law to work, you've got to look at that statue of blind justice. You cannot take off the, you know, take off that blindfold, because then justice gets prejudiced, and sadly, there are consequences and there are casualties along the way, and we're seeing them right here across this country today.
Well, exactly, and you have so much partisanship where, you know, judges, and this is one of those things that I go back to the statements from President John Adams when he said that our form of government was made only for moral and religious people. It's wholly inadequate for the governance of any other. Now, that's not to say that people were perfect creatures at any other point in time in history. They're not. You know, human beings, in my opinion, coming from the Christian worldview, we've been flawed, and we're the only flawed human beings since the original sin. But all we try to do is try to claw back to as close to being that Christ-like figures as we can. And at the very least, it's the idea that we're all created equal and that we're all supposed to be sovereign and that our governments are created for the purpose of protecting those unalienable rights. And when we have that belief in mind, we sit there and say, hey, you know, we're going to trust our governance, but we have to elect the right people and appoint the right people into those governments. And so you want a judge who says, hey, you know what? Yes, I'm a human being. I'm flawed. I have my own personal failings and views or whatever like that. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to judge things based according to the law, the right and the wrong. And that's what we need. But we live in a world where people have gone to the point now, Bill, where people say, well, what's right and what's wrong?
Yeah.
And see, that's where we have a problem. When people are sitting there questioning what's right versus what's wrong, instead of understanding that there are moral absolutes, then this is where we are.
Well, and this is what experience teaches us. And we're going through this, you know, right now in America, as I say, and I've been saying to my children forever, that experience defines preference. And this is a definition period that this country is going through right now. You know, we've experienced a country based on God, and now we straight-armed God, and we said, hey, look, we don't want this, you know, involved in our government, you know, which is incredible because the foundation of our government, like you say, is based on the rule of law. Oh, yeah, which came from God. You know, so let's ignore all that. And the price we're paying for this, you know, we will continue to pay until we realize what it's all about. Because like you said, we are all flawed. And if we're not, then what was God thinking, you know, to send us a Redeemer? I mean, did he mess up or what?
Exactly. And he knew. And like I said, we have to go back to the idea that that our law, in principle, is rock solid. And if we stand on that, we'll be much better off.
Yeah. I mean, at any point, I don't care. Immigration, all these other issues that we're dealing with, we've violated the laws. Even our own laws, we've violated them. And then we wonder why we're getting the chaos and the lawlessness, you know, as a result of that. I mean, really? Are you kidding me?
You know, special classes of people, Bill. I mean, you can't have special classes of people.
No doubt.
You can't.
Yeah, without a doubt. Christopher Harris, thank you so much for being with us. I got to have you back. We're going to talk about 31 flavors later, okay? He serves as the executive director of unhyphenatedamerica.org. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at just about 29 minutes now after the top of the hour.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today. Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
So speak life to the dead and darkest night. Speak life when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the broken hearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope, you speak love, you speak.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Let me tell you, if we only really understood and could appreciate what speaking life, the difference that it could make in light of all the death that's spreading around and all the evil that's being promoted in our world today, you could be a huge difference and a huge blessing in pausing for a moment and speaking life. Bradley Martin is with us right now, a fellow with the Chaim Solomon Center for the American Jewish Thought and deputy editor at the Canadian Institute for Jewish Research. His bylines can be found in publications such as The New York Observer, American Spectator, and The Hill, just to name a few. Bradley Martin, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Doing good, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. The topic that we want to focus on is, Barack Obama's misinterpretation, and it's purposeful here, and it's very frustrating, you know, for those of us that really can appreciate it, and especially if you've been to Israel, you understand what's going on there. Israel is being accused of committing genocide, but clearly what you can see with one quick visit, an easy observation, as Muslims and Arabs live better in Israel than just about anywhere else, right?
That's absolutely true. In a recent article that I wrote for the American Spectator, I responded to the latest claim by Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas in front of the European Parliament that Israel was not only committing genocide against the Palestinians, but that Palestinians were suffering mass murder on a scale, quote, the likes of which has never been seen or heard ever by the international community. Now, that is quite a claim.
Where's the factual evidence to that point?
Well, there is no factual evidence to that claim, because quite clearly, either Israel is most likely not committing genocide against the Arab population, or it is doing a very poor job of it. For example, in Gaza, the population increased from 127% from 1994 to 2011, and this was one of the highest growth rates in the world. The total population in Judea, Samaria, and Gaza was 1,006,000 in 1950, and that grew to almost 4 million in 2011. So, essentially, there is no genocide going on.
Well, compare those numbers for just a moment, if you would, for me, Bradley. Compare those numbers outside of Israel in these Muslim and Arab nations, what they have done to Christians and Jews.
Yes, absolutely.
They've gone just the opposite. You have growth in Israel, and you have absolute destruction and annihilation going on with Christian and Jews in the homelands that they control.
Yes, absolutely. Professor Daniel Pipes of the Middle East Forum pointed out that since 1948, 11 million Middle Eastern Muslims have been violently killed, but of which 35,000, or 0.3% of the Muslim population, died from wars of annihilation against Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So this is barely a fraction. And not only are Arabs tolerated in Israeli society, but essentially Israel is undoubtedly the best place in the Middle East for Arabs to thrive, as well as practice their religion freely. For example, if you're for Muslim Arabs, Israel has approximately 400 mosques, and this is a five-fold increase since 1988.
Mm-hmm.
300 imams and muezzins receive their salaries from the Israeli government, and which also provides funding for Islamic schools and colleges, as well as printing of the Quran for these schools, as well as Islamic textbooks.
Wow.
And in fact, this is not only tolerance towards Israeli Muslims, but essentially on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, you see a situation where the Temple Mount is the holiest site in Judaism.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, in order to not offend Islamic sensibilities, no non-Muslim prayer is allowed on this site. In fact, if you are a non-Muslim, you cannot pray on the Temple Mount.
Right.
So,
which is interesting, because just right on the other side, you've got the Western Wall, and you have prayer nonstop there at the Western Wall.
Yes, absolutely. However, you see at the Western Wall that non-Jews are permitted to enter the Western Wall. It's a complete contrast.
Yes.
So I took this example, and I wanted to compare it to Saudi Arabia, which is essentially the center of Islamic religious life. Mm-hmm. It contains Mecca and Medina, the holiest sites in Islam. And according to the UK-based Islamic Heritage Foundation, over 98% of the country's historical and religious sites have been destroyed since 1985. Hilton Hotel now stands on the site of the house of Islam's first caliph, while the house of Muhammad's first wife has now been made into public toilets. So this is quite a contrast, whereas you see in Israel, the construction of mosques and Islamic schools have grown considerably. Mm-hmm. But you just go to Saudi Arabia, it's the complete opposite.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of that's mind-numbing to think that that's what they would do. And, of course, if Israel was to do anything similar to that, the outrage and the retribution would be extensive. You know, I want to go back to a statement you said earlier in terms of claiming that more Palestinians are dying in Israel. But last time I checked, I didn't think Israel is having a knife intifada. it's the Arabs and the Palestinians there that are doing and participating in the knife intifada, which is the knifing, the killing of innocents. In fact, when I was there in Israel in January, the night before we left, a single mom with four children, I believe it's Palestinian, broke into her house and killed her, knifed her to death in front of her four kids.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, just recently, and there was a Palestinian who, in Kiryat Arba, for example, mm-hmm. a Palestinian broke into a house and killed a child.
Yes.
Which is, Israel has exercised an unusual and extraordinary amount of restraint
exactly.
towards Palestinian terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about that.
And what people misunderstand here, too, that have not been there, Bradley, is these walls that have been set up. You look at Israel and the neighborhoods that were unprotected, and people were dying because, Palestinian Arabs would just shoot randomly. They would shoot into these neighborhoods and kill innocents. And Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel, the Israelis, had to put up walls. They're not to divide and promote apartheid, as some would suggest. It was to protect. And those walls have been successful in protecting innocents by and large, hasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. For example, the death toll has dropped considerably since the Second Intifada with the growth of these security measures.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems very unfair, I would say, to criticize Israel for protecting itself.
Yeah. Bradley, we got about 30 seconds here. What do you want the audience to take away here right
well,
now?
Well, I would like the audience to take away that essentially we have to dispense with the notion that Mahmoud Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority, is a moderate. For example, in 1982, he completed his doctoral thesis titled A Secret Connection Between the Nazis and the Zionist Movement. And he essentially claimed that there were no gas chambers and that there was a secret Jewish-Nazi conspiracy.
Well, Bradley, we're out of time. I'm so sorry. Bradley Martin, fellow with the Chaim Soloman Center for the American Jewish Thought. Thank you, Bradley, for being with us on Bill Martinez Live. 18 before the top of the hour right now.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here.
From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven, based on the incredible true story.
So you're telling me it healed her?
Yes.
That's impossible.
If you don't believe in miracles, you will after watching this film, says the insider.
He told me I'd be fine.
Who told you you'd be fine?
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner. Own it now on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD. Rated PG.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
You know, you've been hearing about Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy. Bill Martinez Live now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 ORAC points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 855-305-8326 or BillMartinezLive.com. Longevity, that's 855-305-8326.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, tool box, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember?
Hello from the other side.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. And hey, look, if you want that free DVD, we're giving away the Risen DVD for you, your family, your friends to enjoy. By all means, just drop me an email. It's just that simple, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Tell me you want to be in the HAPA. We'll put you in a HAPA, and hey, we pull your name. I need to have your address there, too, so we know where to send it. So make sure that you note your address, and we'll include it. And all the best to you, and the best of luck to be a winner of that new Risen DVD Blu-ray disc. Jeff Steyer is with us right now, a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research in Washington, D.C., and heads its Risk Analysis Division. Jeff, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me back on.
Hey, I want to talk to you about, you know, the soda tax, what's going on. But before we go, I want to take advantage of your expertise on risk analysis, if you might. In light of these terrorist attacks, our government response, some would say lack thereof, what do you see? Because what we're hearing over and over again is that, you know, what happened in Orlando and, you know, what happened there in Turkey, you know, we're just going to see more of.
Yeah, well, as you know, I am an expert in health policy, not terrorism policy, but the Obama administration has been trying to turn the gun issue into a public health issue. And like it does on so many other issues, it ignores the real underlying problem and puts the blame on something else. So if the problem is cigarette smoking, they blame e-cigarettes. If the problem is not enough money to pay for education, they blame soda, and we're going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. And here, they've tried to turn the Orlando attacks into a gun control issue. And, you know, I think they have pretty good gun control in Turkey, and it happened there, so I don't think it's a gun control issue there. I've been to France many times. They have very strict gun control rules there. Didn't stop it there.
Exactly.
And, you know, if we pay attention, you know, when we try to solve problems, if we pay attention to things that aren't causing the problem and place the blame elsewhere, we're just not going to solve the problem.
Yeah, well, what's the point of getting confused here? I mean, you know, the president made a big deal about, you know, if I say radical Islam, like that's going to be the answer. Not that it's the answer, but it seems to connect us more with reality, with what we're dealing with, doesn't it?
And that is, Bill, you are exactly on point. The Obama administration likes to create alternate realities and then push that storyline and kind of convert all of the facts into a fact pattern that fits their own alternate universe. And if you look at the facts and then distort them and put them into this timeline, into this fact pattern, their worldview makes perfect sense. It just doesn't comport with a straightforward look at reality. Everything's through an ideological prism to sort things out the way they want to see it. So it's not about terrorism, it's about guns. They say tobacco use among teens is going up. Well, it's actually e-cigarette use, which is not tobacco use, and it's going up slightly, and cigarette smoking rates are going down dramatically.
Exactly.
So over and over again, we see them, we saw it on fracking. They created their own form of doing a fracking study and said fracking isn't good. They did the same thing with methane. And what they're doing is they create their own facts, paid for with taxpayer dollars, and then given legitimacy because it's a government-funded study, to create facts on the ground that comport with an ideological agenda rather than letting the facts lead us to rational, science-based solutions to cigarette smoking, obesity, and, yes, even terrorism.
Yeah, and it leaves people like us asking why. You know,
well,
what's
leaves
the
us
point?
It leaves us asking why, but the answer is obvious, and that is the administration is driven by an ideological agenda that is kind of ignorant to real solutions, so it makes up its own solutions and it makes up its own facts to tell us we need those solutions.
Well, and the other thing you bring out loud and clear, and we've been complaining on this for quite a while, it takes a lot of gall to use the people's money and to misappropriate it and do what they do with it. I mean, all in the name of what is supposed to be beneficial for we the people, and it's just the opposite.
Absolutely. You see it at every turn, whether it's on energy issues, whether it's on the soda taxes. I'll give you just one example because we're talking about the soda taxes today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A number of years ago when Mayor Bloomberg in New York, where I live, tried to limit the size of sodas, there were ads in the New York City subways with a man that had his limbs amputated, and he had soda. He said, you know, the narrative was soda gave me diabetes, which caused my limbs to be amputated. And get this, not some conservative news outlet, not some right-wing think tank like my organization,
mm-hmm.
but the New York Times did a Freedom of Information Act request, and they found that the man used in the photos, the amputee,
yes.
who was an obese African-American man, his legs, Bill, his legs were photoshopped out of the picture.
You're kidding.
This man was not an amputee, but the Bloomberg administration used Centers for Disease Control dollars, taxpayer dollars, to have the man's leg photoshopped in order to comport with the idea that drinking soda causes diabetes, and you know, commonly, and your legs will be amputated. I mean, couldn't they have found an amputee?
Yeah, you think so.
And they didn't get this guy's permission. This guy was rightfully so upset that he went to Coca-Cola and said, I want to be your ad man. They didn't take it. He was a model. He had modeled. He was a large man, and he modeled. And
yes.
he just signed away his rights to the city, or the photographer hired by the city. And they, you know, he signed away his rights. He didn't pay attention. They paid him a small amount. And so it was legal what they did. It was just unethical. And that's kind of the approach. You know, you signed away your rights.
Why is it that we hear those two words brought together when we talk about progressives and those like Mayor Bloomberg, where it's legal but unethical? I mean, those two terms seem to be said more often in the same sentence when we're talking about progressives.
Well, they're using every lever of government that they can, and taxpayer dollars, and the credibility that government has. Just for example, last night I saw a TED Talk. It wasn't an actual TED Talk. It was a TEDx Talk, and those TED Talks have credibility. Mm-hmm. A TEDx Talk is one that complies with the TED approach, which is a very credible, quick talk on some scientific issue.
Right.
And the expert in the TEDx Talk, which is a TEDx Talk means basically you have to pay to be on it,
mm-hmm.
the expert was the director of communications for the Food and Drug Administration Tobacco Division, which is trying to ban e-cigarettes. So the government is paying, right? They don't have enough credibility on their own. They're
right.
paying this company to put on a TED Talk for them and let their person go on the TED Talk and make their political argument. I think the least they could do is have an expert that's credible enough to do an actual legitimate TED Talk.
Exactly. Well, God forbid. I mean, we're paying for our own propaganda to work against us.
That's
incredible.
Exactly what it is. We, the taxpayers, are paying for propaganda to work against us, to support soda taxes, support soda bans, to support e-cigarette bans. They have to use, and your question is a pointed one. Why are they using these unethical but legal tactics? And the answer to that is, especially when they're trying to pass laws in localities, right? They can control federal government, even if Congress doesn't give them the power, right? They have a history of doing that.
Right.
But the Obama administration is trying to change policy at a local level, which it doesn't have authority to do. So using the levers of government, CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, which is trying to restrict rights about e-cigarettes, restrict rights to drink soda, and yes, guns, the CDC is taking taxpayer money and giving grants to public health departments in communities to change policy there, which I believe is unethical, but they're doing so, and it may or may not be legal, depending on whether they're actually doing lobbying. You can't take federal money and lobby. So when they got caught lobbying, I believe it was Indiana or Minnesota, what they did was they said, we weren't lobbying. We weren't using federal taxpayers' money, which violates the Hatch Act. We weren't using federal taxpayer dollars to lobby for local legislation because, get this, this was the CDC's defense. The bill hadn't been introduced yet. So we were educating, quote-unquote, educating people about the issue. But because there was no bill actually formally introduced into the state legislature, therefore it's not lobbying because you can only lobby for a bill that's introduced.
Well, these guys know how to split hairs. You got to love them. It is amazing. Well, speaking of the soda tax here, the nanny state, who's been, as you say, advocating for so many years, going for this this tax on sports and energy drinks and all kinds of non-alcoholic drink choices. Got the break that they've been looking for out of Philadelphia, right?
They did, and you're right. It seems like you're having a hard time describing it, and you're right for doing so, because it's not a soda tax, because it applies to iced tea. It's not a tax on sugary drinks, because it applies to diet drinks. So it's very hard to describe. But this tax that they passed in Philadelphia, a penny and a half per ounce, which is a very regressive tax that hurts poor people more than wealthy people, it's not a public health measure, and the mayor of Philadelphia, Mayor Kenney, admitted as much in an interview with Politico, again, a non-ideological publication, if anything, a left-leaning publication, admitted that it was not a public health measure. First and foremost, it was an effort, in his words, to raise revenue. In my words, money grab.
Yes.
So it was a money grab, and he, in his amazing interview with Politico, he admitted that the reason he was successful, and this was part of a larger soda tax effort across the country. The reason this one, the first major soda tax, the first soda tax in a major American city passed, was because what he said he did was he tied the tax money to a politically popular item. That is pre-K, universal pre-K education, which may be politically popular. It may be good. We're not here to discuss that. But he got his soda tax passed by saying it was about pre-K education, which was mainly to help poor people get education for their kids. Sounds nice. Except who is he making pay for it? Poor people.
The poor people, exactly. It is. We're going to take it from one pocket, put it in the other, or take it out of both pockets. Jeff.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about